Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I hope it's a good evening for you, although considering the fact that it's April 14th, there may be a lot of you not listening tonight because you're struggling to do your taxes to get them filed by tomorrow's deadline. That's assuming you do, in fact, file federal income tax returns. They are irritating, aren't they? They are irritating, and I won't even go into that. Might cause me to swear. But you know, it's interesting. Parade magazine this week, and you know, Parade is, in many respects, a propaganda sheet. But every once in a while, you can get some facts out of it. You have to assume these facts that I'm citing from Parade, which is then citing the U.S. Government Accountability Office, the GAO. They said that in 2004, a study of that, by that agency found that 61% of American corporations, including 39% of large companies, paid no corporate income taxes between 1996 and 2000. Now think about that. You people out there who are wage earners, you're paying, what, 15, 20, 25% of your annual income in federal taxes, assuming you do pay the taxes. You're paying that much out of your salary, and these big corporations are paying nothing. You know, for that reason alone, the United States government should be overthrown and a new system set in place. I mean, you know, that's outrageous any way you cut it. And, you know, you hear people in Congress complaining about it. This article in Parade, you know, talks about how some members of Congress are complaining about these corporations not paying any taxes, you know. But, of course, it's been this way for a long, long time, folks. It's been this way, and it's not about to change unless this entire system is taken down and restructured. And it's not going to be taken down by the Democrats and the Republicans who are running things today. These Democrats and Republicans who are running things today operate at the leisure, at the pleasure of the people who control the mass media in this country. The people who control the mass media in this country are a very tightly knit group of families and financial interests who control some large corporations that dominate the major media in this country, the major broadcast media, radio and television alike, and of course, the major newspapers and the major news magazines. And I use that term news very loosely because it's more propaganda than anything. And you know what? So many of these wealthy families and financial interests, many of them Jewish, but not all of them. That's a sop to you people out there who say that Mike Piper talks too much about the Jews and not enough about the Illuminati or the German death cults or the Rockefellers, a fading empire which has always been nothing more than a subsidiary satellite of the European Rothschild Empire. Now, not all these families are Jews, but one thing that I can say pretty safely about many of these families is that they're not paying as high a proportion in income taxes as you are. That's right. Do I sound like a communist? Do I sound like a socialist? Well, maybe I do, but I'm just telling the truth. I'm not a communist. I'm not a socialist. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Some news items to go through. A little bit of commentary. We'll round it out and go to the phones one way or the other. Stay tuned.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today, or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. You can check out American Free Press's website at AmericanFreePress.net. Speaking of American Free Press, my colleague from American Free Press, Mark Anderson, who is a freelance writer for myself, who writes for American Free Press, Mark Anderson, as opposed to Mark Glenn, and both of them, of course, actually host programs on this network, as I do here at republicbroadcasting.org. Mark Anderson is here in Washington this week, and he is going to be covering the big freedom rally down in front of the U.S. Capitol. We're hoping lots of people are going to show up for that. Well, while he is down there covering that rally, folks, guess what? I'm going to be covering his radio program. That's from 12 to 2 tomorrow. 2 hours for me, folks. Good Lord. 2 hours from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Eastern time. I guess that's 11 to 1 Central. And for the rest of you folks out there, figure it out for yourself. In any case, I will be here tomorrow morning and tomorrow night, both God willing, here at republicbroadcasting.org. Speaking of guest hosting, I do want to thank Mark Glenn and Mark Dankoff again for sitting in for me last week and the week before. I finally got a chance to listen to both of their programs on the archives here at RBN, and I just, I enjoyed listening to both of them, as I always do. And, of course, Mark Dankoff, got three Marks here, Mark Glenn, Mark Dankoff, and Mark Anderson. Well, Mark Dankoff premiered with his new program on Sunday morning, I believe, here on RBN. You can check the schedule right on the RBN website. We had Joe Cortina as a guest here in the program the other night, and that guy's a tough-talking guy. No nonsense from this ex-Green Beret. He's not afraid to call it as it is, to tell it like it is, to say what he means. And when he says what he means what he says. Well, I got a very interesting email, and I'm still very much behind in my emails, folks, but I managed to open up a couple of them today when I had a few minutes and not fighting with computers. And I saw one from a gentleman referring to the Joe Cortina broadcast. And this gentleman's name was a name that I don't want to read it on the air because I do want to respect his privacy, but the name is what you might call obviously a Jewish name. And this gentleman wrote a very interesting commentary to me about Joe Cortina, tough-talking Joe Cortina. Okay, this man, obviously, ladies and gentlemen, this man who is a regular listener to this program is Jewish. He says, "Dear Michael, having grown up with a name like mine," and he gives the name in an email, he says, "you can be certain that I've known thousands of Jews in my life, doubtless many more than Joe Cortina will ever meet in his lifetime. So I speak from experience, lots of it. And I would just like to confirm that everything Joe Cortina says is the absolute truth. In fact, his rhetoric is not overstated at all. I admire his passion and his courage to speak out the way he does. I've only heard him three times, once on Mark Dankoff's show." That would have been the previous show Mark had on this network, folks. "Once on Hashem Talawi's, and once on yours, but I sure wish he had more overall exposure. Unlike Mr. Cortina and yourself, I didn't have the courage to remain in the belly of the beast and try to deal with the Zionist cancer the way you guys do. I could no longer live in a country under Jewish control, so now I live on a tiny island with no Jews at all. Recently, and on a few occasions, I've noticed a car driving around here that is flying an Israeli flag, proudly displaying that obscene Star of David, the most evil symbol on earth. The driver clearly looks like an Israeli." And folks, he means an Israeli Jew, folks. A lot of people think that the term Israeli and Zionist and Jew are interchangeable. No, they're not. That's me talking, Mike Piper here. In any case, he says, "the last time I saw the car, I followed him but eventually lost contact. If I ever catch him, you better believe that I will interrogate him thoroughly as to what he's doing in this island. I can't erase this from my mind. It is troubling me to no end. Is this the beginning of an invasion? If he is making even the smallest investment in our island, it will mark the first Israeli footprint on this island and the beginning of the end for life here as we know it. Then, just 2 years ago, after not having seen or spoken to a Jew in 8 years, with the exception of my father, whom I've spoken to on a few occasions, I received a phone call. The caller said, 'Hello, is this Michael Levine?' Well, I just gave his name out, folks. Even Mike Piper makes mistakes. Apologies to Michael. When I said yes, this guy said, 'My name is Shapiro. I'm here on vacation with my family, and I was wondering if there are any synagogues here in the island.' Of course, I was taken aback to actually find myself talking to some Jew, and my inclination was to simply put the phone down. But I live in a civilized country, and I'm accustomed to treating everyone with respect, not to mention that that is also my personal philosophy. I knew that there are no synagogues here, but I told him, 'I'm sorry, sir, I wouldn't know anything about that. By the way, why are you calling me?' He told me he saw my name in the phone book, and I politely reiterated that I couldn't help him." Well, the letter writer goes on to say that the world is being led to an inevitable nuclear Armageddon, and that he's afraid it's too late to stop it. Well, I'm glad to get these emails from this guy, because he obviously is a very thoughtful person with some pretty strong opinions, and he's somebody who knows that there are people speaking out not for hatred of Jewish people as individuals, but for a hatred or disdain for or an opposition to or concerns about certain philosophies that are predominant in the Jewish community, not only here in the United States but around the world. Philosophies that are problematic and which have led to violence and destruction and do indeed threaten our world. And, you know, there's so much misunderstanding about this, along with so much misinformation. I hear this constant reiteration of a theme that, well, the Rothschild family are really these secular, irreligious, Freemasonic people who are guided only by money and have no religious philosophy whatsoever. I heard Eric Hufschmidt in a in an interview on someone else's program, and I never realized how really ignorant Hufschmidt is of so many things, or maybe he's being deliberately disingenuous, but he actually made the suggestion that the Rothschild family are not religious, that they're some sort of secular power group that have no understanding or no care for Judaism and Talmudism. Folks, I'm here to tell you that all established material in that regard, written from many, many different viewpoints, pro and con alike, absolutely confirmed that the Rothschilds were not only religious, but vehemently so. In fact, there was actually a painting done for the Rothschild family of a religious service being held in their home. Now, the very fact that Eric Hufschmidt would make the suggestion that the Rothschilds are not religious Jews, followers of the Talmud, tells me one of two things at the very least. Number one, either Eric Hufschmidt is a liar, and we do know that he is given to lying, or number two, to be most generous, he simply hasn't done his research. But when we go on to hear Hufschmidt making these suggestions that Israel and the banking establishment are fighting one another, I have never heard such big nonsense in my life. Most of the big families and financial interests in the global banking community are in the hands of devoutly religious Jewish families. So for them to and these people are in turn sponsors of Israel. So folks, my point is this, that there is so much disinformation and misinformation out there on such a controversial topic. I hasten to add that we cannot overemphasize, we not in a royal sense, but we all of us cannot overemphasize the importance of shedding our baggage, shedding these internet provocateurs, these internet disinformation specialists, and these people on the internet who are shoveling garbage, and a lot of it, about things that they really either have no understanding or historical perspective about. And I do definitely count Eric Hufschmidt as one of them. I don't really mean to just pick on Eric, although, yes, I do mean to pick on Eric, but, I mean, he's not the only one out there. And I can tell you, though, that there are a lot of people out there on the internet who are talking about Zionism and Judaism and the Illuminati and the Rothschild family and all sorts of other interrelated subjects. In fact, sometimes the subjects aren't really interrelated, but people relate them. There are a lot of people out there who are pushing what can definitively be described as disinformation. Are they being paid to do it? Your guess is as good as mine. In a lot of cases, a lot of the disinformation comes from the fact, and this is very important, folks, listen to this, a lot of the disinformation comes from the fact that many of these people out there who are broadcasting and podcasting and posting things on the internet, they are putting out disinformation because they are afraid to repeat information which they know, if repeated and attributed to them, would cause them to be called, quote-unquote, anti-Semitic. And, of course, you've all heard these people tripping over themselves and over one another saying, no, I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm just against these secular Jews who are fighting these good religious Jews who are really the people of the Bible. And, no, they're really not Zionist because, well, blah, 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 blah. You've heard it before, folks. We're going to the break. When we come back, we'll talk about Alex Salmond, the Scottish nationalist figure. Got an email about him. Stay tuned.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Last week on this program, I made reference to a piece that appeared on the opinion page of the Washington Post. Now, folks, you can bet your boots and the family farm and just about everything else that if something appears on the opinion page of the Washington Post newspaper, that it represents the views, largely, of the power elite in this country. And when I say the power elite, I don't just mean the Jews, or the Zionists, or the Illuminati. I'm talking about the conglomeration of power groups, all power groups in this country. The Washington Post is very much a mainstream newspaper, but as I say, you're not going to find anything by Mike Piper on the opinion page of the Washington Post, or by Mark Glenn, or Mark Dankoff, or John Stadtmiller, or I don't think by any host here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. But in the Washington Post, as I pointed out, there was a very interesting piece about someone who, frankly, I had never heard of, that being Alex Salmond, S-A-L-M-O-N-D, maybe it's pronounced Salmond, I don't know. And by the way, I said the Washington Post, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry about that. It was the Washington Times. The Washington Times. Well, the same thing can be said about the Washington Times. This is very much a neoconservative newspaper that promotes the interests of the neoconservatives as a group, and certainly of the Zionists and of the organized Jewish community in America. In fact, I would say that the Washington Times, even more so, has a propensity to represent the Jewish point of view than even the Washington Post. So in any case, when I saw this article in the Washington Times on April 7th, 2008, you can probably check it out on the Washington Times website yourself. This article was entitled Scotland's Huey Long, referring to Alex Salmond, S-A-L-M-O-N-D. The article was written by Tom Gallagher, who is a scholar at the National Endowment for Democracy. The National Endowment for Democracy, ladies and gentlemen, is a long-standing front for Zionist Jewish interests. You can look up the background of the National Endowment for Democracy yourself on the internet. You can find a lot of dirt, and I mean dirt, on the NEW, which included, in its earliest days, a former official of the Anti-Defamation League on its staff. Well, in any case, when I read this about this Alex Salmond described as Scotland's Huey Long, I read some excerpts from it here on Republic Broadcasting and pointed out that if the Washington Times and the National Endowment for Democracy don't like Alex Salmond, that probably means that he's standing in the way of the New World Order. And that's a good guess, folks, whenever you read something in the Washington Times so prominently placed. And, of course, although a lot of American patriots and populists like Huey Long, his name is often bandied about kind of in the same way that someone might mention Al Capone or even Mike Piper. So, like I say, the point being that the Washington Times obviously doesn't like Alex Salmond. Well, one of our listeners, Brian from Pennsylvania, wrote one of his friends abroad, somebody in Britain, asking his contact in Britain what they thought of Alex Salmond. And Brian got back a very interesting email, which he forwarded on to me, and before I read it, I want to read it to you word for word, because I do want to get out another point of view on this, and I see we're getting close to the break. I would say this much, that this email that was sent to Brian, and I don't know who it was from, strikes me as being from someone who, although involved in the white nationalist movement or white nationalist point of view in the British Isles, doesn't quite understand the bigger picture. I would tend to think that his point of view in many respects overlaps with a lot of this quote-unquote neoconservative viewpoint, which we hear echoed increasingly among certain so-called white nationalist groups and white nationalist voices on the internet here in the United States. And this, I believe, is the most unfortunate proposition, because I do believe that we have this phenomenon where many, many people are suddenly finding themselves adjusting their own thinking and their own rhetoric to accord with the neoconservatives, if only because that neoconservative Zionist viewpoint has been imposed upon so many conservative and patriotic organizations and points of view over the years. I've pointed out time and time again, for example, that the John Birch Society echoes this neoconservative point of view. But when we come back, I want to read you word for word this email that Brian from Pennsylvania received, because there may be a lot of truth in it, but there may be a lot of unintended misinformation. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's Gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We have some callers lined up, and I'm going to go to them in a couple minutes here. Here is the email that Brian received. He says, "Greetings, Brian. I think you've been seriously misinformed about Alex Salmond. He is as much a nationalist as was Joseph Stalin. The man is a Marxist creep. His Scottish National Party stands for a Scotland independent of Great Britain, but at the heart of Europe. All the constituent nations of the British Isles are tied by kinship. Virtually every indigenous Briton will have a blend of British roots rather than just being purely Scottish, English, Welsh, Irish, Manx, Cornish, etc. By arguing that Scotland should be free from England, Salmond quite rightly points to the dictatorial nature of Westminster, that is, the British government, but misses the point that the regime in Brussels is even worse. His narrow, quote-unquote, nationalism is of the divide-and-conquer variety. By seeking to turn the Scots against the English, he hopes to weaken Great Britain as a whole, thus making it easier for the globalists to conquer. The EU, the European Union, doesn't even recognize England, but has instead a collection of European regions. Salmond is a champion of the anti-British butchers in the neo-Soviet European Union. Salmond is a multiculturalist and isn't even a proper Scot. He is a Zionist supporter of the New World Order. It is a disgrace that this vermin has risen to a position of power in the Scottish Parliament. Alex Salmond is a liar and an enemy of all Scots, Britons, Europeans, and our kin." Well, there's a lot there, folks, and far be it from me to try to comment on it, but I would focus on this and say that while this writer says that Salmon is a Zionist supporter of the New World Order, I think it's pretty safe to say that that's probably more a rhetorical flourish, closer more to a rhetorical flourish than it is akin to reality, for the very reason, as I said in the first place, that led to this debate, so to speak, for the reason that the Washington Times, this neoconservative Zionist newspaper, is publishing a piece from someone at the National Endowment for Democracy, which is indeed a force for the New World Order. So the fact that the New World Order forces are attacking Alex Salmond leads me to think, quite logically, I would say, that they don't like Salmond. Now, obviously, the person here who is writing to Brian even sounds as though this person is a supporter of Great Britain. And, of course, a lot of countries around the world broke away from Great Britain. And those countries seeking independence were, in fact, breaking away from what was, for all intents and purposes, a new world order that was under the control of what we call the City of London, these financial interests in the sphere of the Rothschild family. So I understand that this person, obviously someone of presumably British descent, writing to Brian, is protective of their racial heritage. And they may object to the fact that this Salmon is a quote-unquote multiculturalist, and that's their right to do that. But I don't believe that what Salmon is doing is trying to weaken Great Britain to make it easier for the globalists to conquer, because the fact is the globalists controlled Great Britain, and what we knew of as the British Empire was nothing really more than a Rothschild empire in the first place. So anyway, I wanted you to hear this other perspective. It's an interesting perspective. I don't agree with it for several different reasons, some of which I've outlined here. But needless to say, it all points back to the fact that a lot of us, even though we may be largely on the same page, we may be on the same page for different reasons. On the other hand, we have other forces that are trying to insert internationalism and Zionism and globalism, all elements of what we call the New World Order, into our particular thinking, and thereby manipulate it to drive wedges between all of us. So anyway, I just wanted to bring that out here for the record, because I thought it was an interesting point of view, and got it from Brian, who's a very smart fellow. That wasn't Brian writing, that was someone writing to Brian, I should emphasize. All right, we're going to go to the callers in a minute, but I do need to tell you about one of our sponsors here in this network. I'm going to give you their number. You can call in a minute, but the group, the organization is hempusa.org. Now, hemp. Uh-oh, no, we're not talking about marijuana, folks. It is not marijuana. But what hemp is, it's one of 3 million-plus edible food plants on Earth. But none of the others can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. And at Hemp USA, they do ship worldwide with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. The powder they present to you is 50% protein. It does not contain gluten. It's a nutrient-dense food that can be stored for up to 5 years when it's vacuum-packed. Hemp USA starts shipping at 5 pounds and up. Hemp gives you good, proper nutrition. Try it today, folks. Give them a call at hempusa.org. The number is 908-691-2608. 908-691-2608. Okay, without further ado, we go to the callers. We have Mike in Illinois. Mike, come on up.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
How you doing? Haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, Mike. I was driving around today, and a thought popped in my head. A lot of people who are supportive of Israel say that we're allies because Israel is a democracy, and we have this, you know, because it's a democracy, we have this moral duty to support it and all this BS. And they point to the example, when you tell them, well, it's because of the lobby's influence, we have no real alliance with them. Well, they say, well, they point to Taiwan, the fact that, the United States sticks out its neck, for this tiny little island, for no good reason, as far as I can discern. You know, it puts itself in opposition to big China, for Taiwan. And I don't see any natural reason we should support Taiwan and stick our necks out. So they point to that as an example of how our foreign policy is not just cold, hard, self-interest. It's also moral component.
Mike, let me interrupt there for a second. Far be it from me to try to present myself as an expert on Taiwan. And I certainly don't want to see Taiwan overrun by Red China. I don't even want to call Red China anymore, because I don't think China is any more communist than, well, you know, it's just not what it used to be. But in any case, what a lot of people don't know is that Chiang Kai-shek, his wife, who was a very powerful force with him in Taiwan when they broke with the mainland China, she was a member of the Sung family, and they were, in fact, fronts for the Sassoon family. The Sung family were Chinese, but the Sassoons were intermarried with the Rothschild family of Europe. And, in fact, that is one of the hidden elements in the whole struggle over Taiwan and China. There's that element there that this was the people who took over that government in Taiwan. They were an outpost of the Rothschild Empire. So that's something, and you have to bear in mind that a lot of the struggles with China had to do with the fact of the Opium Wars, where the British were trying to addict the people of China. And of course, when I say the British here, I don't mean the average British man on the street. I mean the British Empire, the city of London. And as I mentioned earlier, that city of London, again, is an outpost of the Rothschilds. So there's a lot of funny little details, even in that history, that you have to keep in mind that maybe a lot of people don't understand. But I just wanted to throw that out there for the record. But your point is well taken. You're absolutely right.
Well, I'm one of those people who believes that U.S. foreign policy is guided by cold, hard self-interest, and we could really care less about democracy and all this mumbo-jumbo. So when the example of Taiwan comes up, I've yet to come up with a self-interest, whether it's strategic. I can't come up with it.
Neither can I, and that's why I started to take a second look myself at the whole issue of Taiwan years ago, because I kept saying to myself, should we get involved in a world war with China over this little island? You know, and then you start looking at the origins of that little island and the people who ran it, and it goes back to the same people that have gotten the United States in trouble all over the world, and now especially in the Middle East.
Right, right. Well, I just wanted to throw that out there. I've always been curious about that. And I'm sure there is a hidden reason why we do stick our neck out for Taiwan, because I don't think the big shots controlling our foreign policy are really the sentimental and really care about democracy. It's all about
No, that's the bottom line of it. And this whole, you know, and you're right, you know, your basic takeoff point there, this idea that's why we support Israel, that there's some sentimental thing there that, oh, we've got to support Israel because it's a democracy. Well, you know, the very, you know, I could probably get some experts on here who could talk about so-called democracy in Israel and put that to shame, because years ago, Norman Dacey wrote a monograph entitled Democracy in Israel, and he put that democracy in quotes, because there's no such thing. There's only democracy in Israel for the Jews, but not for anybody else.
Right.
So, you know, that's a whole misnomer in and of itself. So,
and I wasn't a big fan of Carter as president, but how about this guy for having the the guts to stand up to the lobby and meet with
them. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, I'll tell you what, if you haven't seen it, I really suggest you see this new video. It was a documentary. It's now out on DVD. Jimmy Carter, the man from Plains. It's very well worth your time. You get to see some real insights into the character of Jimmy Carter, and I can tell you, as someone who absolutely used to hate Jimmy Carter, I can tell you that I have turned around completely, and I think this is a pretty good man, and I think he's, I tell you what, with no offense to Jimmy Carter, I saw some views of the inside of his house, and I want to tell you, if he has some hidden millions somewhere, which I don't think that he does, I don't think he's worth $109 million like Bill and Hillary Clinton. I can tell you that Jimmy and Rosalynn Carter are not using their money to decorate their house.
Yeah,
they live very simply. They're guided by their faith, and their faith, I think, has given them the strength to be able to speak out as they do in the face of the most horrendous media attacks that you've ever seen on a former president of the United States.
So, isn't that something? A truly decent human being would actually come out against Israel. Wow, that's shocking. thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, Mike, thanks for your call. Well, fortuitously, we have a caller here. I'm not going to ask him to talk about it. He called here first, but we have Frank in Canada, who may be our resident expert on democracy in Israel. Frank, come on up. That's not a prompt for you to talk about the subject, because you called, but if you have a few things to say on it, I'd appreciate it.
Mike, this is Canada's least favorite anti-Semite, and I'd be glad to talk about it. the first thing I'd like to mention to Mike is that the United States supports a one-China policy. So right there, that should tell you that democracy is not the driving force when it comes to who the U.S. supports diplomatically. They support the idea that Taiwan is a part of China.
That's right. You're right about that. Glad you pointed that out. Yeah, you're right.
So that poo-poo's on that idea, and if the United States was motivated by democracy, let's face reality, they wouldn't be in bed with a Musharraf who took power by a military coup, and Saudi Arabia, who's run by a royal family who doesn't allow a single woman to drive.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Now, as far as Israeli democracy goes, let's be real and realistic here, folks. Arabs make up 14% of the population. They do get a vote, but here's the problem. When Arab or Gentile MKs get into the Knesset, they can actually be expelled from the Knesset if they challenge the very Jewishness or the Jewish nature of the Israeli state. What that means is that if they try to promote a vision of Israel that advocates equal rights for all, they can be expelled. So that's not. So I don't know what kind of a democracy that is, but it certainly strikes me as a very strange one.
We'll call it, to be generous, and I like to be generous to Israel every once in a while, we'll call it a limited democracy then.
Well, if you want to be, when I'm generous to Israel, I pretty well end it by calling them a cesspool and leaving it at that. That's where I pretty well end it at that. Now, I was listening to your show with Joe Cortina, is it?
Yes, yes. Joe Cortina.
Yeah, and I got to say, that was one of the most powerful shows I've heard you do in a very long time. And I want people, when they think about Israel being a democracy, listen to what he said. This is not a man who strikes me as someone who's naturally hateful. He strikes me as a man with conscience who saw how the Israelis behave. He saw it. And he developed his beliefs based on the hideous levels of brutality they practiced against the Arabs, and he based it probably on the kind of political actions the Israelis took against the Palestinians, which is hardly democratic. I don't think apartheid.
You know, Frank, we're going to go to a break here in a minute. I'm going to ask you to hang on for the break. But
sure,
before we
to.
Do, I just want to remind folks who did hear the show, and especially for those who didn't, that Joe Cortina was very candid about things. He said that he generally, in his viewpoint as an American citizen, had never had a necessarily favorable attitude toward Jews, but that he always thought of the Israelis as people who were somehow above it all, people who had a special nature to them And when he got to Israel, he discovered quite the contrary. So, we got some straightforward honesty from him there, and I think that's what makes his position all the more powerful. Okay, we are going to the break, folks. When we come back, we'll continue with Frank from Canada. Stay tuned.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, folks, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. I will not only be doing this show tomorrow night at the regular time, but I'll be sitting in for Mark Anderson from 12 to 2 Eastern Time right here on RBN. That's 11 to 1 Central Time. Okay, we have Frank from Canada aboard. Frank, if you would, please give out your website. You got a good website up there, and people need to check it out.
Well, actually, Mike, there's been kind of an interesting development. I've been looking for a new blog server. I've noticed that a lot of anti-Zionist blogs, ever since Google has taken over YouTube and Blogger, have been purged.
Interesting. Okay,
yeah.
I've heard stories about that. Yeah.
Patrick Grimm's had his blog suspended.
Right.
Curtis Maynard has had his suspended. And yet, what's funny is there's one blog up there that refers to Muslims as savages and calls for a nuclear holocaust on them, which has not been banned or purged.
I wonder why.
And yeah, it's been there since two. Now I've been told Google's owned by a Jewish or person, or the CEO is. I don't
yes.
know.
Mm-hmm.
But I found that I can't even link to Crescent and Cross, for example, because I run the risk of having the blog shut down. So I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call RBN, and I'm going to give my information out over there until I can find a new blog server. So that's one thing I'm going to do, because I'm going to get the information out. I'm not going to let Google shut me up. I mean, they've purged a lot of anti-Israel material on YouTube has been suddenly purged after Google took over.
Yes, I've been hearing about that, too, and this is something that people need to understand, that the things that we're talking about here on this program and elsewhere, and what you've been writing about on your blog, have been things that they don't want talked about, and yet we're told that we have democracy and that we have freedom of speech.
Well, you know what bothers me the most? That's when I thought, you know, I've gone through a few blogs, I've had a few hacked, I have to admit, and I've had the odd problem, or I've had to delete the odd blog because the format was so screwed up I couldn't repair it. The old blogger used to have problems. But I got to the point where I said, if I have to be afraid of my blog being shut down because I link to a good site like Crescent and Cross because they might put one of Patrick Grimm's articles on there, or if I can't even link to the American Free Press because it has a reputation from some quarters as being anti-Semitic, then I thought, I need to find a new service.
Yeah, but I'm sorry to say, I'm repeating myself, this has just been par for the course, and yet we're constantly told how college professors are suppressing pro-Israel voices on campus, and how poor pro-Israel people are not able to get the word out, and yet these gigantic corporations like Google and YouTube that are worth billions and billions of dollars and probably don't pay any taxes, you know, they're the ones who are suppressing free expression, and yet they're supposed to be the guardians of it.
Well, if anyone knows, I mean, even WordPress now, I've even heard that even they're starting to come down on people. So if anyone knows of a good blog service, you know, that's willing to, you know, give critics of Israel, you know, a free shake and some free speech, maybe they could contact you and
Well, why
let
don't you,
know.
You have an email? Why don't you give your email out, Frank?
Sure, it's IsraelWatchRP@yahoo.com.
IsraelWatchRP@yahoo.com.
Yep, and anyone can contact me there if they can give me a good alternative service or something, because I'd like to get back into blogging because I have some Israeli apartheid to expose.
All right, good for you, Frank.
Okay,
all right,
buddy.
We got to wrap it up. Apologies to Steve from Chicago and Jeff from Colorado. We couldn't get you up here tonight. But we will be here tomorrow night, God willing. And, of course, tomorrow from 11 to 1 Central Time, 12 to 2 Eastern, I'll be sitting in for Mark Anderson. All right, folks, stay tuned for more good programming here at RBN. Republicbroadcasting.org.
Gasoline price.